feet flat on the floor, spine straight. And let's take in three deep cleansing breaths together. Breathe in. And out. Breathe in. And out. Once again, deeply in. Breathing in the breath of God. And slowly out, breathing out the breath of God. Now continue with your rhythmic breathing and let us acknowledge the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, active in our lives and affairs, our nation, and our world. And we decree this power because we each have been made in the image and the likeness of God. Each of us is a child of God. Each of us is an heir to God's kingdom. Today, Holy Spirit, we remember that there is a divine plan for each of us. Psalm says, "Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I will wait all day long." Now, some days I might be better at coping with physical and emotional challenges than other days. Yet there may be days when I feel as if I'm at the end of my patience and drained of energy. Whenever I'm feeling sad or frustrated, I know what will restore my hope and my energy. I call on God for comfort, and I call on God for strength. My faith is in God. Because I hold on to my faith, I will not give up hope or give in to fear of any kind. I believe in the divine timing of a divine plan. In the next few moments, blessings might appear that I had not even considered. Immersed in prayer, I feel the assurance of God's presence and a reassurance of a divine plan unfolding. So I hold on to my faith in God and know that a divine plan is unfolding in my life. And I am grateful for this truth. So I ask you to join me as I make that journey in consciousness to the secret place of the Most High, our place of peace, love, joy, and faith. Reach the threshold of the door to the secret place, and before we can enter into this place, we must become empty. And what does that mean? That means empty of any emotional or mental baggage. It means to be empty of any physical baggage that is not serving you. So we step through the door and we take a seat. And just going through the door and taking that seat brings such a relief and a release that we couldn't even imagine it. So here's our opportunity to be in communion with Spirit. It's a time to pray and receive answers to your prayers, and it is a time to be still. Thank you. you that you have heard our prayers this morning and you have answered them as you always do. We thank you for your guidance in this upcoming week. We open our hearts and our minds to your divine ideas that will enrich our lives and those of who we are in contact with. We go forth this week in confidence, knowing that you are our divine plan. And for this we are grateful, and we give thanks now. In the nature and name of our elder brother Jesus Christ, and so it is. Amen.